JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, Jamaica 4-H Club's leaders benefiting from technical and vocational training. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us. Jamaica 4-H Club's youth leaders are benefiting from technical and vocational training being provided under Memorandum of Understanding MOU signed with Heart Trust NTA. The MOU came into effect late 2014 and supports the promotion of public education and awareness of training and certification programs. It also makes provision for creating greater linkages and expansion in agro-processing, and this includes converting existing 4-H Club's facilities into approved agro-processing training centers. The MOU will be facilitating the establishment of the 4-H clubs as an accredited training organization, as well as fostering entrepreneurship through training programs with local 4-H clubs. The arrangement will also facilitate expansion of technical and vocational education and training.
This is to expand the reach of agricultural exposure in Jamaica. We want to work with the 4-H clubs to utilize their facilities across the island to reach to young people who are desirous of getting into agriculture.
Director of Workforce Development and Employment of the Heart Trust NTA, Denworth Finnegan, speaking at the recent Kingston 4-H Club's Parish Achievement Exposition. The expo, held under the theme 4-H, Celebrating the Past, Embracing the Future, was staged to highlight the skills and handiwork of members in craft and agriculture. These included crafting of plants, goat care management, poultry care, meal preparation and application and maintenance of farm machinery.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies islandwide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
Picture Duns River Falls. When we stand at the bottom, what we experience in the sparkling, bubbly, magnificent crash of water is the result of several waterfalls. The different levels join together on the way down, each contributing to the flow and are impossible to separate. So too, Vision 2030 Jamaica flows from vision to goals, then outcomes, then strategies, and finally into actions. The end result will be a Jamaica that is the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
When I was a boy, I lived in the country. I used to live with my grandparents, my aunt, my uncle, and my cousin, which is a girl. We all share the same dining table. But if my cousin, this girl, made a mistake when she came to the table without a green bush or fingers, I would have my green bush somewhere on the table, and I shouted to her, "Green bush, don't have one of the green bush, should have to give me some for dinner." We also used to play lapwing. If she doesn't have lapwing on her fingers when she started eating, I would borrow lapwing, and she would put it under her toes, under the table. But it was an enjoyable time in my young days. My name is Oliver Jackson, and I'm from Mount Ogle in St. Andrews.
Join Oliver Jackson in sharing your glimpse of Jamaica. It's easy. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-35904. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.